AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire at Arlington National Cemetery. A Memorial Day salute to those who lost their lives in the nation's wars. President Obama telling the crowd just a short while ago.
On this day, we honor the sacrifice of the thousands of American service members, men and women, who gave their lives since 9/11, including more than 2,200 American patriots who made the ultimate sacrifice in Afghanistan.
Severe weather, including heavy thunderstorms and flooding from the Midwest to Texas and the Southern Plains. Now there's word of a tornado striking the Mexican border city of Ciudad Acuña. At least 10 people are dead. Peggy Wilborn tells KVUE-TV so many of her neighbors lost their homes in the flooding.
They've lost everything, their cars, their furniture, everything. And it is just amazing.
At least 3 people are known dead in the storms in the U.S. and 12 people are missing in the flash flooding in central Texas. A Nebraska inmate on death row for the 1985 cult killings of 2 people, including a 5-year-old boy, is dead. State corrections officials say 66-year-old Michael Ryan died in prison yesterday evening. He was convicted in the torture and killing of 26-year-old James Thim at a farm where Ryan led a cult, and the beating death of Luke Stice, the 5-year-old son of a cult member. Ryan has been on death row since his convictions. Healthy older people at risk of Alzheimer's are taking part in a brain scan study to find tangles of a protein called tau in living brain tissue. Georgetown University researcher Dr. R. Scott Turner says the scans could help the discovery of how that protein might trigger the disease.
What's so powerful about these PET images is that it's predictive. So
this is AP Radio News. A Virginia man has been charged with driving with a revoked license after a pressure cooker was found in his illegally parked car near the Capitol in Washington. Shirley Smith with more.
A bomb squad destroyed a pressure cooker that was in what authorities called a suspicious vehicle left unattended on the National Mall near the U.S. Capitol building. The owner was located and arrested for operating a vehicle after his license was revoked. After the pressure cooker was blown up, police searched the vehicle some more and said nothing hazardous was found. Pressure cookers have been used in the past to create explosive devices. For instance, they were used in the Boston Marathon bombing. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Actress and comedian Ann Mira is dead at the age of 85. Mira was one half of the Stiller and Miller comedy duo with her husband, Jerry Stiller. The couple was married for 61 years. Their children include actor Ben Stiller and an older daughter, Amy. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.